And now it's time for the weekend. For those familiar with the Tower District tradition, the first two weekends in March are about to be busy with performers and attendees of the annual Rogue Festival. FM89's Laura Satsui spoke with Donald Monroe, who covers art and culture in the San Joaquin Valley, on his website, The Monroe Review, to get a taste of what the festival will offer this year.
Hi, Donald. Thanks for being with us.
It is great to be here, as always.
So as we know, the Rogue Festival is an arts festival. Some call it a fringe fest. And FYI, Valley Public Radio is a media sponsor. But throughout these next two weekends, there are these venues in the Tower District, and performers come and set up a show that's usually 45 minutes to an hour of varying content, some music, some drama or comedy. And so to start, for those who maybe haven't heard of the Rogue Festival before or have not been out there, can you give us a sense of what advice you might give those first timers?
Well, I would tell people not to worry too much about planning ahead. What you can do is get a copy of the Rogue program, and the easiest way to do that is just go to the Rogue website and download the PDF. And it has a list of all the venues, it has a list of the schedules for each day. And what I find is most helpful is I figure out what my time possibilities are. So it's like, well, maybe I want to go Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m., and then I just figure out what is playing at that time. Then I take the program and I just start looking things up. And like you said, there is a variety. You can find everything. It's like a supermarket of entertainment.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, for those who maybe don't frequent the Tower District very much, we should note the venues are really close together. So you could say park in one spot and then, you know, just walk from venue to venue, as you said, from like 8 to 11 in between shows. And then so for those who have been to the festival before, what do you think this year is offering that's a little different from the past?
Well, the way the Rogue is set up is it includes both performers who come from out of town and sometimes even from out of the country. And then we've got a good mix of local performers, and they actually try to kind of make it that way. So half and half. And so a lot of the times it's just a totally new slate. Now, there are always going to be some veterans who are doing their thing.
And you mean like performers who have been there
people
before
who,
and you know what
people
to expect.
Who have done it just over and over and over again. I mean, one of those is Victor DeRoche, who is known for the band Boxcar Figaro, but I believe this will be his 17th Rogue show.
Wow.
And he puts on just a musical act in which he kind of interacts with the audience and sort of storytelling, sort of singing. And he's always changing his show. So he'll change his show every year. If you start looking through the program, you will notice familiar actor names from the community. So if you're a Good Company Players fan, you will notice some of your favorite stars, I guess you could say. There is a show, and I'm not even really sure how to pronounce this because it isn't really a word, but it's called Late Night Covfefe.
I read that one and immediately
Which
laughed.
Is a word that was coined by President Trump. And so
in a tweet, I should
add. In a tweet, and hence we don't really know how to pronounce it. But, you know, that's got folks like Noel Adams, Britt Monaghan, Karen Johnson, Janice Noga. All these names are familiar. So I would say that the best strategy is to pick some stuff you know and then some stuff that you just take a chance on.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the benefits, too, is because not all of the acts are familiar. If you go through the website, they really recommend people who do go to a show or multiple shows leave reviews to kind of give other folks an idea of like what you liked, what you disliked, and also to help the performers, you know, construct some feedback for their own shows. And this year is the 19th annual Rogue Festival. You mentioned one performer has done this 17 times, so over the years, a lot of different performances. But what kind of growth have you seen with this event, or even how has it changed? I mean, we know it changes year to year with performers, but just, I guess, with the way it's organized and kind of the experience they offer, I don't know, how has it changed for you?
I think one change is it has just become a tradition. And so anytime you have a tradition, there are almost sort of rituals that unfold. We always have our people who are the true diehard Rogue fans who will start on that first Friday and go to as many shows as possible. So I have talked to people who have gone to 20, 30 shows over the course of those two weekends. There are certain venues that have remained a constant at the Rogue for ever and always. Vinny Vidi Vici is one of them. But there are also new venues that pop up every time. And so there is a new venue that is right next to Goldstein's in the tower, which I think the full name is Goldstein's
Mortuary and Delicatessen. Mm-hmm.
So they're putting a tent up there. I think that'll be a really interesting venue because you will have access to the libations at Goldstein's, and also you get, you know, can enjoy a show there. So there's new stuff, there's old stuff, but it is sort of comforting that just some things at the Rogue never change. You see the same people you tend to be walking around.
And as someone who's gone, do you have certain rituals or like traditions for going yourself? Like, do you always go the first Saturday or anything like that?
I do go the first weekend. I think of the first weekenders are kind of the trailblazers because, like you say, people leave a lot of reviews and there's word of mouth that gets out. But I think it's fun to just take a chance, go and see things you don't know what you're going to get. And sometimes what happens is a show will get a lot of buzz. It'll get a lot, you know, good reviews, word of mouth. And then it's almost impossible to get a ticket for the second weekend. So I like to be that guy who is there at the first weekend, like trying to figure out what is going to be popular the second weekend.
And so going into the weekend, what is right now, if anything, do you have like an immediate must-see list built out yet?
So what I do sometimes is I just take a look at the program and I see where these performers have been, mm-hmm. because some of them really have extensive background. Sometimes I, and by background, I mean they have performed at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, they go to Australia, they travel all over the country. So each entry in the catalog lists the hometown. And so sometimes I just kind of go off that. Now, there's a couple of shows that intrigue me just for the titles. One show is called A One-Man Sci-Fi Climate Change Tragicomedy. So it's Man Cave, A One-Man Sci-Fi Climate Change Tragicomedy. I think the title says it all, right? It's like, it almost is begging you to go see that one. I am always interested to see one-person shows that are really well-crafted, directed, edited. And so it's always a treat to be able to see these performers do their thing. So I will also look for those kinds of shows.
Have you gone to shows that have potentially like launched someone into, you know, as well known as you can be in Fresno?
So this is an example of somebody who came to the Rogue many years ago and for a number of years and then became very famous. And so like
Fresno famous or beyond Fresno famous?
No, like off-Broadway. Kind of established his career. So you could say that you had seen. So his name's Baba Brinkman, and he did a rap show. He rapped the Canterbury Tales, is what he debuted at Rogue.
So is that like rapping on stage before Lin-Manuel Miranda made it cool?
I would say, yeah, because this had to be like at the beginning of the Rogue. He was
so like 18 years ago-ish. Wow.
Very much so. And so he has actually tried out a lot of his shows here at the Rogue. So that's kind of fun. As far as locally, I would say more that it is well-known actors who kind of dabble in this.
Right, like trying, maybe they're usually in staged dramas or musicals and they're trying like comedy or you know, sketch performing or something.
Right, or they decide to do a one-person show. There's a pretty well-known, there's like a series that's called Flower Tome Companion. And so they're calling this the final episode. I think it's their fourth installment, but it is an old-fashioned radio show. And it is filled with local humor, you know, Tower District references left and right. Some really good actors, again, people you would recognize from local community theater. And they just have a lot of fun with the sound effects and, you know, doing this kind of silly old-time radio type of thing. I'm curious because they do say it's the final episode. I'll believe it when I see it. But.
Awesome. Well, for those who are in the Fresno area, specifically in the Tower District, the Rogue Festival runs March 6th through the 14th. Information is at fresnoroguefestival.com. Donald Monroe, thanks for talking to us about this. We'll look out for your work on your website at monrorevue.com, Monroe spelled M-U-N-R-O. Thank you so much.
Thank you.